is Clifton Joseph interviewing a performance artist, Miss Canadiana, who's traveled the world with this art form that has catapulted her into the lore of modern performance art in Canada. She's here with us at Eglinton TV in the heart of downtown Eglinton West. Thank you for checking us out. Camille, we were just talking about Afrofuturism.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a concept that has been, has blown up all over. And Toronto, you say, is one of the hotbeds of it all. And that it has some, for some people, a lot of people, yourself included, subsumed the idea of diaspora.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess last question of that, if you will, does that then mean that we take whatever we can as fuel in this journey into space, as it were, and claim multiple definitions or changing definitions or bringing in different aspects? And is it like Rastafari? We know Rastafari is not concentrated. Like everybody is. Is everybody just say so?
Yeah, you
go
know.
Go forth and populate. I and I is the salvation.
Right.
Where everybody developed their own version.
I think so. I think it's really about us taking the reins, you know, steering this thing, and deciding for ourselves, you know. Who we are and where we want to be. Where, and when I say where, I don't mean physically necessarily, but conceptually, metaphorically, spiritually, you know, all those things. We need to define our worlds for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And of course, one of your, let's deal with one of your, about 2 years ago, you did the baby house. I was tempted to call it the doll house. It's so weird. But Francois Baby in the 19th century, French Canadian politician, his home, which is a bit of a museum in Windsor, was the headquarters of the famous War of 1812 that, ironically to some degree, the colored corps, the black battalion, actually beat back the Americans there to help save Canada in that war that we won. We beat the Americans in the War of 1812. But his home, Francois Baby's home, is treasured in Windsor, southwestern Ontario. But the dude owned slaves, and a lot of people didn't know that. And you bumped into that piece of fact there and did some work on that. So here's an example of Miss Canadiana now intervening with bringing forward. So here's a more political application, I guess, in some ways, more distinctively political. But it's the same thing as you being Miss Canadiana, too. So explain the confluence of those two things, Miss Canadiana and the baby.
Oh, dear me.
The baby doll house.
I'm trying to pull these things together myself. It's a good question. How do these things come together?
You read about the you got the research, you knew
about it. Afua Cooper is, I know, but Afua Cooper is the person who really sort of brought me into the consciousness that Black history in Canada goes back 400 years. You know, so I was doing a project here in Toronto, actually, about around Dundas and Spadina. This was a Black settlement for many, many years, and I knew that there had been a Black community there right up till the 60s. You know, Marcus Garvey's
the UNIA
was
the United Negro Improvement
Association. Yeah, so college
and Augusta, right?
Augusta,
started in 1919 as the Colored Literary Society and then became Marcus Garvey's group, the UNIA.
There you go.
Yeah.
So there's all these really rich Black histories. A lot of this has not been written, recorded.
True.
It's not a part of the fabric of Toronto, the way Toronto sees itself. And I was really interested in these stories. I'd met these people who grew up there, spent an amazing time just like hearing their stories. And it was really great. And I wanted to know more about the historical aspects of this community, so I brought Afua into the project.
Mm-hmm.
I was so surprised at what she was giving me, because she was not just going back to the 50s and 60s, she was going way back to 1793. Mm-hmm. And one of the, and the thing that really kind of shocked me was the way Canadian history just totally erases these stories.
Like we were never there.
Yeah. It wasn't like we weren't written in. It was as if we just never were there.
Just came to the country with like the newest black immigrant.
Yeah, exactly. And so this whole idea of this empire, but there's no builders, you know, of the empire.
And no servants.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's
funny too. I've come across this archive of posts by Canadian slave owners in these old magazines, newspapers like the Halifax Herald, the Montreal Gazette, the Upper Canada Gazette. There's like upwards of, there's probably like 100 of them at least, and these are all posts. By people selling their slaves.
Mm-hmm. They used to advertise a lot.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. They did. So there's people selling their slaves. There's people. There's slaves that ran away, and one of the things that you'll never see in these ads is the word slave. Mm-hmm. It would say something like, "For sale, a Negro wench."
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, and so I
wench.
Yeah. This is what I've sort of tapped into, mm-hmm. that I'm sort of working to animate right now.
Them slavers are always euphemistic, right?
Yeah.
Up to today, right?
You know, it's true, very much so.